talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. The Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday, Friday, August 27th, 2021, 21 minutes past the hour. And here we are with the Exchange Club, Boston, Massachusetts' favorite radio show. Michelle Whitaker joins us for the hour. Abby Umali, still MIA. And you know, I really thought she would show up because she's the type of person. I gave her credit earlier today. I said she will be back, and she never came. Or she will be here, and she never came. So I feel bad. But I do got to let the audience know that our game with Ted Williams, I have made contact with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and I will be calling him during the program here, and we are going to learn his favorite food, his favorite restaurant chain, and how many presidents he can name in 2 minutes. It's going to be big, the man with the golden voice. I know the people in Boston right now have their tape recorders set. Yeah, they're old tape recorders set. But you still have time to guess before Ted calls in, 740-383-9944. What's his favorite restaurant chain? What's his favorite food? And how many presidents can he name in 2 minutes? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. 23 minutes past the hour, and that's how it will go. The winners will get their choice of 4 tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Wilds, or the Columbus Zoo, and a free float from Stewart's Root Beer. Now, what kind of floats are there?
For Stewart's, I'm not paying any attention.
Are you here?
I was reading something. There's root beer, diet root beer, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, orange. What else did I say earlier? Lemonade. You can do whatever you want.
So you just drop a chunk of ice cream in whatever soda you like.
Actually, you have to... You put soda in first, and then do some ice cream, and then soda again. Because...
What's the difference?
If you fill it... So, I don't know. I put soda at the end. I don't know. Like, I always add a little bit of soda on top. So it gets the foam, like a little cute. But you can't put ice cream in first, because then when you put the soda in, it just foams. Foams all up. It does not look good. Not pretty.
Well, let's talk about this. When I call Ted, do you think anybody's going to get it right? We've got McDonald's, Taco Bell, Golden Corral, White Castle, KFC, another one for Taco Bell, and Wendy's.
I don't know.
You think any of those are the right answer?
No. I don't know what the right answer is, but I don't feel like it's that.
Favorite food. 3 people said pizza, fried chicken, ribs, and cheeseburger.
I don't feel like it's pizza.
Well, it could be all wrong there. And how many presidents in 2 minutes? 25, 14, 20, 15, 31, and 46.
I'm going in the... it depends what a history buff is. Like, I sat here earlier, and I could do, like, really fast 15 right off the top of my head, but I'm not naming
them
now.
Well, let's try this.
Nope.
Let's see how many you can do in 2 minutes.
Nope, I'm not doing it because I can't.
Well, no, I'll count them here.
No,
it'll give me good practice for later on.
I sacrifice the grill and you're putting me on the spot.
No, I'm just saying it'll give me good practice for later on. And
nope.
People will see how long 2 minutes actually is.
No.
Okay, get ready.
No, I'm not.
We're
going to
go at the 30-second mark here. Now get ready. You got 15 seconds.
Let's talk about news.
Get yourself ready. 10 seconds. Here we go.
No, you name
them. The flight's going to drop in 10 seconds.
You name.
Here we go. 5 seconds.
I'm not doing it.
Here we go. Michelle, naming presidents. How many can she name in 2 minutes?
I can't.
Go.
I can't. No. I don't want to name
presidents.
Clock's
running.
I don't want to name presidents.
Come on. Start naming
Doesn't
them.
Doesn't anybody else want to call in and name presidents?
You're 10 seconds in.
I don't know. There's Biden, Trump, Obama, Clinton. Oh, wait. Did I skip one? I skipped Bush. Clinton, Bush. Let's see. I'm going backwards here. I can't do it. Reagan. Who was before Reagan? Carter. Nixon, Johnson. See, I'm lost. JFK. I'm lost here. Harding.
Don't Don't forget that one.
Washington. Listen to my voice. I swear it's allergies.
You're about a minute in.
Lincoln. There's, I mean, isn't there an Adams? There's two Adams, right? I don't remember anymore. Is there a Roosevelt? Yeah. Two Roosevelts. Okay. I'm not doing that bad.
1 minute.
Here.
Got a minute left to go.
How many am I at?
You're at 17 of 46.
Oh my gosh, this is shameful. Hold
on. I know, get cracking. You're under a minute. 17.
I said Nixon, right? And I said Johnson.
Uh huh.
I said Taft.
I don't think you said Taft.
I didn't say
Taft.
We'll
put that in there.
Okay, so Harding. Was there a Hayes?
Hayes.
Oh, I just need to start Garfield.
Garfield.
I just need to start naming
schools.
Grant.
Yep.
I just need to start naming the schools here.
Yep.
Harrison.
You got 20 seconds left.
McKinley. Oh, dang. He had the carnation. See, I'm going back to 7th grade now.
18 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't study presidential. I don't know. I can't remember.
10 seconds.
My brain hurts now. Did I miss a school?
You missed a famous president.
I did? Who did I miss?
Time is up. You missed Thomas Jefferson.
Did I not say Jefferson?
You did not say Jefferson.
He was in my head. I swear.
23.
Well, that's not that bad.
23 of 46.
I never learned that's horrible.
You get a 50%.
Okay, I'm gonna learn them for next time.
So that was what 2 minutes will look like, folks.
Well,
23.
I'm a little more scatterbrained.
Let's see if Ted will beat you now. This will be good.
And
we got a real competition going.
Okay. Well, that's not that bad because I got to look at more presidential names. I failed that. That was horrible.
So what did you feel about the thing I was saying a couple weeks ago? I think it was on the show I was on with Angie about people being more demure. That they need, you know, people have lost the ability to dress properly for events.
Oh, yeah.
You heard that conversation. Remember you telling me about gloves?
Oh, yeah. I have a pair of my grandmother's gloves. Hers were black, though. Little black gloves. You know what's funny? They still, like, smell like her. And she's been gone for...
Well, it's probably her perfume.
It is. She used to... Her whole house used to smell like this perfume-type deodorized... I don't know what she did, but... I mean, now I love... Even, like, you know, the Christmas houses. Like, the porcelain, like, smells like her. Like, when you turn it on, like, she just had perfume everywhere. And it wasn't horrible.
Now,
but
do you think that might be psychosomatic, though? That you associate it with her, so the smell comes with her?
It's definitely her smell. Like, those gloves, they've been in a little, like, thing where it still smells like her. But, I don't think people... I like to dress... nice, but I don't get to very often because I'm always working. Like, look at me. I'm in a baseball cap and, yeah.
I don't know. What if nobody gets anything right? We won't have to give away anything. Because you've
got
to be right on the money. Huh?
I'm going to study the presidents, and we're going to do that again.
23, 50%, 46 presidents.
You know what another thing you should do is people have a hard time naming all 50 states.
I bet they do.
They do. That's another big one.
Well, we're
going to
do this more often.
That's
because this is
one,
big
though.
Fun.
That was on an episode of Friends, and they could not name all 50 states like they did it at a Thanksgiving. But yeah, the dressing. I love the dressing. Like, I don't know if I necessarily want to wear a skirt all the time, but I do like the classic, like, dressing, yes. Like,
you like to dress up.
I do, yeah. I just never get to.
I've never seen it. Do you wear a dress?
I love wearing dresses. I just don't have anywhere to wear dresses. Like, I don't go anywhere.
Don't you go out with people?
I mean, once in a while. I used to dress up a lot. Like, when I taught full-time, I had a lot of dress clothes. I always dressed up.
I saw you when you taught.
No, that was subbing. And it's changed even since I taught. It's much more casual now.
You had a lot of sweaters.
I wear a lot of teacher cardigans.
You had a lot of sweaters. I remember that.
You know why?
That.
Because... if you get hot, you can take off the cardigan, and then you have short sleeve underneath. So, I wear a lot of sweaters, yes.
Now, some people now in the teaching profession wear tight clothes, which I think this is bad.
Tight clothes?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't noticed, but
they're
I
not really professional.
I said it's definitely more casual than even when we taught. It was, I definitely wore more dress clothes when I used to teach, what was that, 15 years ago, 12 years ago, as opposed to, like, subbing. I'm much more casual, definitely.
Well, pay attention sometime to what these people, and so the women, I mean, I hate to say that, but most men are wearing, like, polo shirts and...
Yeah.
There's not much going on.
You don't see a lot of ties anymore, though.
No, not many ties
anymore.
No ties. But dress shirts, you'll see that. You'll see T-shirts, that sort of thing. But,
Yeah.
The women, I don't know. What's going on
there? You know
what
style of dress I like? I love, like, when I watched The Notebook, that movie, because that would have been the 40s, I love that style of dressing. Where they're, like, they had the cutest dresses. I like...
I've never seen The Notebook.
You haven't?
No.
Are you going to tell me that's a horrible movie, too?
I don't know. I haven't heard back about The Notebook.
I just love that style. And, because I'm kind of modest anyway. Like, I'm not a tight dresser, so, you probably could tell that, though, because you don't.
Now, why do you think people are wearing those tight clothes to school?
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Well, you know what?
I'm just asking.
I don't know. Maybe they gain weight.
You're a girl.
I don't know. Maybe they gain weight and they don't want to buy new clothes.
I don't think that's what it is.
Well, you mean like adults?
Yeah.
I definitely don't wear tight clothes to school. I'm like cover myself up with a sweater.
I don't know if that's like trying to be impressive or trying to stay young. People have a young complex.
I love wearing just a dress though and like a skirt. Like I love a skirt. But mine usually aren't tight. They're, like, flowy.
I like to see somebody in a dress. I mean, I don't know why that's become such a bad thing for a lot of people.
Dresses are hard to find sometimes that I like that fit right. They're, like, either...
But what's your problem?
They either fit way too big or fit way too small. Like, there's no, like... Right now, they're just so big. They look like potato sacks.
You're wearing potato sacks.
It feels like it. That's, like, the look.
Potato sacks?
Potato sacks.
Okay. Do they even have those anymore?
I don't know.
I've never seen a potato sack.
I'm totally old right now, right? I sound like
old school today with the potato sacks. What will people in Boston think who are listening to this show?
Yeah, but I like to dress up.
So you say. I've never seen it.
You have at school some.
Well, the old cardigans.
No, I've worn like black, nice black pants before. You just don't remember. You don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was like 2 years
ago. I wasn't really paying attention to what people were wearing.
Right.
To be
Why
honest.
Would you be paying attention to me?
No, I was paying attention to.
You had work to do. You had to check the milk.
I had to check the milk every day, and I had to go down and get the food.
You had to make tally marks for the dang.
Every day, because
every
nobody
day.
Else would show up.
Change that garbage.
Yeah, who else showed up to do that? Nobody. Nobody at all. But you know what? We probably should get to the game here. Let me see if I can get my dear friend, the golden voice. Huh?
I'm going to lose.
Well, you probably already have. Let me get the phone out here, our dialing phone here at WWGH Radio. Let's see if I can get Ted's number here. Okay, I think we might get him. Now I got to transfer him over here. Okay, we'll get a little ring-a-ding here. Let's see if we've got him all the lines, if we've patched everything through. Hello?
Hello there. How you doing? Ted Williams here.
Hey, the man with the golden voice. Ted, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm at the house right now, and I wanted to play the game.
Oh, the game's going to be big this morning, and I tell you, Ted, we've got three questions. Now, heretofore, you do not know what three questions I'm going to ask you. Is this correct?
That's correct, absolutely.
Because we don't want to get caught up in one of those $64,000 game show scams where we all go to prison.
Yes, Scotty.
We don't need one of those. Now, Ted, people in Boston are listening right now with some podcast and also some radio show there. So say hello to the people in Boston.
Hello, everybody in the New England part of the country there. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, which, as you know, Scotty, Ted Williams is synonymous with Boston.
Well, I've always said that. I said when I think of Ted Williams, I think of the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, okay. I think of baseball.
Oh, baseball, absolutely. The Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, that's right, number 9. Last have a lifetime batting average of over 400.
You know, I've never thought about... Boy, Ted, that's a great draw there. You know, were you named after him?
I certainly was, and my name's not Theodore, it's Ted. And, you know, everybody would always associate me with that. Oh, you're named after the Boston slugger, Ted Williams. Yeah, my dad named me Ted.
Really? So you are actually named after the famous baseball player, Ted Williams.
That's right. That was the purpose of the name, Ted. Actually, between you and I and some of your listeners, my middle name is Fred. So a lot of people have had a tendency to call me Ted Fred.
Oh, Ted Fred Williams.
Yes.
You know, this is interesting. All the 10 years I've known you and all the interviews we've done, you know, everybody knows, like, when you Google, both Ted Williams, the baseball player, and Ted Williams, the golden voice, come up. But I never dreamed you were actually named after him.
Yes, sir. And you know what? Here's something real trivial here. When all of this first happened, I was invited to go to NECN, the New England Cable News Network, and to do voiceover, you know, tags and so forth. And I said that to say this, that as a very fine gift, they gave me an authentic Ted Williams Bo Sox jersey. And it was 100% cotton. It was from Cooperstown and all of that great stuff. And Kathy washed it one time, and it became a halter top.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a beautiful jersey, and she washed it. It was 100% cotton, and she washed it, and again, it fit my grandchild the next day.
Now, Ted, I've got to ask your advice on something. One of these people, because they like to call into the show from the New England area, we got a whole new listener base up there. They invited me because apparently this podcast/radio show does a big program every year at the Wilbur Theater in Boston in January. Now, do you think I should go to this? Because they offered me to come earlier.
Yeah, you know, you're a very adventuresome person, and you're a great interviewer, the best broadcasting has ever seen or heard. And, yeah, you should go, but of course, if it's anywhere near the marathon, if they're having one, the Boston Marathon always reminds me of that awful bombing there.
You don't want to get near that. I said, Boston has that Bull and Finch pub, which was the Cheers outside. They have the Boston Harbor, and they have Ted Williams and the Red Sox, and I think that's what you do when you're in Boston.
Yeah, well, everybody knows your name.
Beautiful. You know, Ted, I have to say now, what if they kick in an extra ticket? Now, would you come to Boston with me in the Wilbur Theater?
Oh, I certainly. Now, why do you keep mentioning the Wilbur Theater? What's that famous for?
I guess it's just a famous theater there where we will go and be part of this big Boston podcast.
Oh, yeah, I would love to go. Sure. I need to get away for a while.
Perfect. Now, Ted, was there something else on the agenda today? Oh, just very quickly, what do you make of the COVID numbers? Just a little bit of news item here. You know, yesterday in Ohio, 5,400 cases yesterday, the highest it's been since November. What do you make of that?
I have no idea, to tell you the truth, because these numbers just fluctuate up and down and more, man, and no mandate on masks. I went to a Applebee's the other day. It was full with no, even with a service didn't even have on masks and all. And it's just, I think it's a big old scheme to get everybody vaccinated, and with all the public interest of being invited to do this thing because of so much interest provided politically. People have all kind of investments with the Pfizer, the Johnson & Johnson, the, you know, all these kind of vaccines that are out here. And it's just, I don't know, Scotty. I mean, you know, I hug a lot of people, as you know, and a lot of people are fearful that I'm soon, eventually or whatever, going to, you know, contract this awful disease. So I don't know, man. It's just one day, the numbers are up, the numbers are down. I think they're playing with them numbers, man, just to keep the fear in it. And I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. All I'm saying is that, you know, can't these many people be just still getting COVID? You know, of course, Kathy had COVID twice, and she was inoculated a couple times, or vaccinated, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just awful. I think it's just a what they call a propaganda scheme or something. We can't be having all that still going on.
Ted, you know, it's interesting you did the Cheers theme song there, because a lot of people have equated your story with the Jeffersons, and I know you were a big fan of the Jeffersons, and
absolutely.
Marla Gibbs and Sherman Hemsley were both on the show.
Isabel Sanford.
Now, can you give us a little of the Jeffersons theme song? That's a famous one.
Well, we're moving on up to the east side, to that deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up. Beans don't fry in the kitchen.
Well, that's good, Ted.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, here we go. Now you're playing big here this morning. Now, what happened this morning, Ted, was we had people call in this morning, and we asked them three questions about you. Now, I don't know the answers to these questions, but we've got it all written down here, so let's start with question number one. Now, the winner will get to pick a family four-pass to either Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds, and a free root beer float from Stewart's Root Beer.
Hot dog, wow.
Now, we've never made it to Stewart's when you've been in Marion.
No, I'm looking forward to, we're going to Steak and Shake when I come up. You said, and possibly I'd like to go to Stewart's. I heard it's famous, it's great, and I want to meet the fine people of Stewart's Root Beer.
Well, I don't know if we got the invite, Ted. I feel a little turned off by the people down there right now.
Oh, really? Okay, so much for Stewart's.
No, we're going. The owner of Stewart's is sitting with me in the studio right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you want to say hello to her?
Yes, I certainly would. Hello there.
Hey, Michelle, there's Ted Williams.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle, how are you? I hear you guys are fabulous when it comes to great root beer floats and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we are.
I'm looking forward to it. Marion and Stewart, synonymous with great.
And you're going to let me and Ted run the microphone down there, right?
What's that?
You're going to let Ted and I run the microphone down there, right?
At some point.
All right.
What?
She said that a little reluctantly.
Did you feel that too, Ted? You feel like she doesn't want to say it?
She said, okay.
Like we could have trouble. All right, Ted, here we go. The first question.
Here we go.
Our first question. Let's see. You know, if nobody gets this right, we're not giving away anything. What is the favorite food of Ted Williams?
Pork chops.
Oh, no winner. You know what guesses we had? We had fried chicken, pizza three times.
Okay, that's number two.
Now, see, I'm not even getting into that. Fried chicken, pizza three times, ribs, and a cheeseburger.
Man, it got him, and not in an exact order, but yeah, fried pork. I always said that if I ever was on death row and they gave me a chance to have my last meal, I would always have a fried pork chops, fried cabbage with white rice, gravy, and a glass of grape Kool-Aid.
Ooh, that's delicious, Ted.
Yes.
Can we get pork chops at Stewart's?
No.
No. Okay. No pork chops there. You can't get a pork chop and throw it on the grill?
A root beer pork chop.
There you go. All right, no winners on that one. Okay, question number two. What is Ted Williams' favorite restaurant chain?
Applebee's.
No winners on that one. Now, we had McDonald's, Taco Bell twice, Golden Corral, Golden Voice.
Oh, yeah, he is.
White Castle, KFC, and Wendy's.
Damn, again, it was a great, great choice. You know, it's KFC, Popeyes, and, you know, I love Applebee's, man. They got the best damn ribs.
Now, Ted, now this one is more of a question. We've asked the listeners this morning, how many presidents can Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? Now, we've got guesses on this. Now, I'm going to tell you when to go here. Now, Michelle just took this quiz, and she only got 23. So you're running against her as well.
Oh,
now,
my
I'll tell
God.
You when to start here. How many presidents? Now, if you draw a blank, just take there for a second and try to pick back up. Okay, how many presidents can Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? Go.
Kennedy, Carter, Roosevelt, Eisenhower. No, Eisenhower. Yeah. Okay. Let me see. Nixon, Trump, Barack Obama. Let's see. Oh, my God. You went at this thing. Did I do Nixon already? Let me see. Yeah, I did Nixon.
You got Nixon.
Wait a minute. Damn it. What was his... I can't, you know, it's been a while since I've been asked any kind of question like that. Let me see. Nick and Holly did. Carter, let me see. Who else? Who else? I said Roosevelt. Lincoln. Washington.
Yes.
Let me see.
1 minute down, one to go.
One to go, and I probably won game four.
We're at nine.
I'm at nine, and it looks like Michelle's the winner on that one. A presidential. I can't come up with too many. Oh, wait a minute. I just had one. Who is that? Somebody else. I almost had it. You got me, man. You got me. I'm not in the thinking mode right now. President in 2 minutes. That's a good-ass question.
you got 10 seconds.
10 seconds, and I can't think of one. We'll be back with more presidential countdown right after this. No. I'm at wit's end.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, 10. You got 10, Ted. 10's not bad.
Yeah, and I was trying to name the ones in my era from 57 on up, and then I just happened to think, oh, Lincoln.
But I tell you, Ted, it's interesting because we had a guess of 25, 14, 20, 15, 31, and somebody thought you would name all 46.
Oh, I love the optimism on all that.
Well, Ted, you know, so we're not giving away anything today. No root beer floats, no...
No Zoom Daisy Bay, no zoo tickets, no wine dot or whatever. Oh, zoo lights or
zoo
whatever.
Zoo lights. Oh, it's horrible. Well, but you know, Ted, it's always good to speak to you. That's always fun. And before... You know I love you. Now, what's great here, Ted, is that I think people really enjoyed that Jefferson's theme. So could you give us a little more?
Beans don't fry, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. It's beans don't burn,
That was horrible. No, he's gone now. I'm sorry I had to hang up on him, but he was driving me nuts, Michelle. God bless his heart there. I had to accidentally hang up on him.
Oh, my.
People would have loved if I did that to Bill Cosby. I couldn't take it anymore. He was not getting the song right.
The song right?
Yeah, that irritated me.
Oh, yeah, you just hung up on him. Boom.
Well.
That's funny.
Sorry. Sorry, Golden Voice.
See, I didn't do too bad on my presidents. Now,
no, Ted got 10.
I could have named more.
Well, that was an exciting time.
Hey, at least they didn't say Ben Franklin. Like, a lot of people think he was a president.
Oh, that's right. Some people do think he's a president. Boy, I'll tell you, but they're excited in Boston right now. They're just coming out of there. We just gave them so much material.
Well, I think my method of naming the presidents worked better by naming them backwards from current to...
Well, do you think it was rude to hang up on Ted?
Yes.
But he was, don't you think he was butchering the Jefferson's theme song?
I'm not singing that. That is, I didn't watch that much.
Listen, I love Ted dearly. I've had him on a bazillion times. 10 years we go back with each other, back to the beginning. And I'm telling you, I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I love the man.
I don't know the words to that song.
Did people think I was rude there? Because now I'm thinking about it. Was I rude to hang up the phone?
No, the phone fell.
Yeah, I dropped it. And I feel awful. Was I rude to Ted Williams?
Let me know. The phone fall. It fell.
It just fell right out of my hand, right back on the receiver.
Yeah.
Seven,
I saw it.
740-383-9944. I feel horrible.
Slippery little booger.
Darn. I'll have to call Ted in 2 or 3 weeks and tell him what happened.
I bet he's already over it.
Well, he told me to go to the Wilbur Theater.
Did he? He did.
Hey, me and Ted at the Wilbur Theater will bring my companion along, and we'll have a good time.
Hopefully you can get there in January if there's not any snow.
And you and your little friend want to come in a separate car.
I can't.
Oh, you can come.
I gotta...
You'll be fine. See, nobody thinks I was rude to hang up on Ted.
I gotta sweep my house.
In the whole month of January, you'll be sweeping the house.
Yep.
You're such a loser.
I know. That's why I come here, so you can tell me that.
It's great, though, that the audience loves me. They know that I was being... don't you think when somebody comes on your show, the least they can do is learn the words to the theme song?
Is that your theme song?
Well, not my theme song.
Did he know he was singing that theme song?
Who sings the theme song to this show?
I don't know.
Marla Gibbs.
I don't...
Marla Gibbs sings my theme song.
What is the theme song to this show? I don't even remember.
You want to sing the Jeffersons theme?
I'm always late, too.
Can anybody out there sing the Jeffersons theme?
I cannot sing the Jeffersons theme song.
Golden Voice butchered it there for us.
All I know is moving on up.
740-383-9944. Wasn't that fascinating that he was named for the Ted Williams that we all know?
Oh, yeah. I don't
fascinating.
Know. Fascinating. So, pork chops. Someone was close with ribs.
Did they say ribs? I don't think anybody said ribs.
Somebody said ribs.
No.
Yeah, they did.
I don't think so.
But he likes pork chops. Applebee's went through my mind when asking about the favorite chain.
No, I don't think so.
Someone did say
no,
ribs.
No, it was pizza. Oh, they did say ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wrong. That only happens about once every 20 years.
Okay. Or month.
No. So now, wasn't that entertaining?
It was so entertaining.
What radio station is that happening on anywhere else in the country?
Do we have... What other... I don't even know what... I only listen to this radio station.
Well, who? Of course.
Right.
If well, I'm what not, else would you want to do? People in Boston must have all died.
I know. If I'm not listening to my music in the car, I listen to this radio station.
Now, what's your music?
My music. Everything. I just mean, like, if I'm not listening to Apple Music.
Now, why were you so hesitant to invite Ted and I down to the Stewarts?
You know, because the Stewarts feels like it's dying this week between the air conditioners.
But we're not coming over tonight.
Okay. It's been a stressful week. And then, right before I was leaving, you should see the cheese spillage I had.
Oh, a big cheese spillage?
Oh, my goodness.
That's good for the customers to know.
Oh, no. Like, I'm not using it. Like, it just, you know, sometimes...
Oh, that's a mess.
Sometimes it malfunctions.
That looks like a nice, clean kitchen, though.
It is clean.
I've never been back in the kitchen.
It's nice and clean. I like it, except I get to clean it all the time in the winter. Like, when we close, it gets a thorough cleaning.
Well, it's very good. Nobody thinks I was rude.
Nobody called to tell you were
No,
rude.
So they must have felt I was okay by hanging up the phone.
Or nobody's listening.
Yeah, they left. They had enough.
They're eating lunch, or they're working where I'm supposed to be right now.
People are listening in their cars as they travel from place to place.
I think Abby fell off the earth.
You know, I don't know about her lately. She's a little flim-flammy.
Flim-flammy.
A little flim-flammy. You know, I don't know about her. She used to be consistent.
I bet she has to go to a football game tonight, actually.
Oh, I wouldn't be caught dead at a football game.
Why?
Because you might be dead.
Oh, my gosh. The Harden game isn't home yet. Where is it? Oh, it's at Mansfield Senior tonight.
I
don't talk about any other football games because...
I'm just busy.
Yeah, me too.
Does she have a kid playing football?
She does.
Who's that?
There's two. Well, they're at Pleasant.
Who?
The two boys.
What's their names?
Steve's voice.
Oh.
I think they're both playing.
Okay, you know, whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
I think they're both playing.
So they're not... See, you confuse me there.
Oh,
because
sorry.
I thought you were talking about her kids.
Yeah, I don't think Owen plays football. And the one graduated.
That's nice that the... What do they call those people?
What people?
When it's not the real parent?
Like the step...
Step-parent.
Mom?
Yeah, it's
or
nice with...
bonus parent.
Oh, jeez. No, it's nice that the step-parent will go to the kids' games.
It is. Yeah.
You know, I just...
Sometimes it's... I've seen it be awkward before.
Oh, I've seen it be... You know...
I've seen some it become very
I've
awkward.
I've seen some very awkward things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well...
And I'm like... I've watched it happen a lot.
I think if you can't get along, though, with the child's birth parents...
Right.
Then there's something wrong with you.
What, like, if you don't think the birth parents can get along, or like the new person.
The new person.
The new person.
Because you've got to understand, even if they're being rude to you, that's their kid.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to feel a little uneasy about somebody new being around their kid.
Of course.
It's not about you. It's about them.
Right.
And if you can't understand that, then I think we're going to have problems.
Yeah, you definitely have to have some kind of, like, common ground of, you don't have to be best friends, but...
Now, I've never been a step-parent, but I've been involved with girls who had kids, and I never... And I know that probably their father, well, I'm sure, I know for a fact that some of their fathers have really disliked me.
Right.
Because I got along with their kids. But I knew that wasn't about me.
Right.
That was about the kids. And I was not going to call the kids. Because then, if you're calling their dad names,
right.
if you're getting in fights with their dad, then you can see why they don't like you.
Well, yeah. Yes. Completely.
Right. So I don't even get down that road.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to get along. And I understand that sometimes people don't like to be called names. They're a little redneck. They can't take it.
You know, you don't, like I said, you don't have to be best friends with the person. You don't even have to like the person, really, per se. But
no, you don't have to go
cordial.
Have dinner with them.
Right, that's what I mean. Be cordial. Like, you can, people can learn to, like, just bite your tongue sometimes for the sake of other people. I don't think everybody knows how to do that.
No, and that's what you have to do.
You
don't be... And you get in these little fights. No, that's childish.
Yes, you just got to learn to...
Now, your new spouse or your new girlfriend or whatever that is, now you can... They can vent to you about how awful this person is.
Yes.
But you should not, in front of the child, badmouth their parent.
Oh, no.
And you should not make it a point to create friction.
Right.
It's words.
Yes.
Oh, they don't like you. Who cares?
Right. It doesn't matter.
You know, people get up in the morning, turn on the show, and don't like me. I don't go to their house and pick fights.
Right, and a lot of people...
William probably hates me right now. And I'm not going to call him up and have a back and forth.
Yeah. Sometimes I think people, like, in those situations, they don't like... Sometimes I think they, like, dislike the wrong person.
Yes, they should be disliking their person, because why are they fighting these battles?
Right.
The person, you know, I'm going to stay out of it. Well, no, it's your problem. You know these people. That's your child's mother. I always say that. No matter how bad it is, you at some point were either married or doing things with that person.
Correct.
So, hey, a few moments of your life got you where you are.
Right.
It could have been a mistake.
Right.
But we have to be civil for 18 years.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And my grandparents divorced after 50 years.
Right.
They'd had enough of each other.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
But yet they still went around each other. Now, I know they didn't like each other anymore.
Correct.
But for the sake of their kids and grandkids, they would go around each other.
Well, yeah, you don't want to have everything separated. Like, separate parties, separate... That's
I won't do it. I'm going to one place for Christmas.
Right.
I'm going to one place for Thanksgiving, and that's it. Now, if the people don't want to get along, that's your problem. I'll go to nowhere. I'll sit at home and watch Miracle on 34th Street and forget it.
Oh, last Christmas was great. I didn't have to go anywhere.
I
loved it.
I think
home.
I did go somewhere last year. I did go somewhere last year.
I was sweatpants and
time.
A sweatshirt. On Christmas last year, because we still had COVID going on and people just didn't get together. I did go to my sister's on Christmas Eve, and then I felt like I almost died on the way home on Christmas Eve when it snowed a lot compared to the quarter of an inch. Don't you remember how much it snowed?
No, wait
on
a second.
Eve?
You went to Mike's sister.
My sister's.
Oh, your sister.
My sister.
Oh, I just said Mike.
On
Christmas
Eve, because I had been around them, but because her whole family had just had COVID, and I had just had, we were good to go.
I had my Christmas Eve gala, but it was very few.
Right.
Yeah. It was, I think it was just my mother and her husband, and Angie was there, and her mom, and I think Sean. I think that was it.
Yeah, I don't, hold on. I have work texting me.
Well, we're just about done. I hope they've enjoyed the show. Do they have it on down there?
I don't know. Oh, Dawson wanted the link, and I forgot to send it to him.
Does he think it's rude that I hung up on Golden Voice?
I don't think he was. I forgot to send him the link. I don't understand
why are we not
on
here?
Can I just ask why he doesn't have the link yet after all this time? Like, why he doesn't?
I thought you had a dot.
I have an Echo.
All those kids have to do is say Echo.
Play WWGH 107.1.
Right,
that's
and it
all
will.
You say.
Bam.
It will.
We're
yeah.
on.
It totally will. Yeah, I don't know. They're not listening. And why doesn't he have the link saved? I've sent it to him like 10 times before.
Well, I appreciate that was he the one who took over for you to be here?
He did.
Well, I appreciate that.
So now I don't know. Now you owe him.
Well, what do I get tonight out of all this?
What?
I mean, you don't have to fork out any floats because everybody was wrong.
Oh, I know.
That's probably because everybody's ticked now. That's why they're not calling. They're ticked because
they're wrong, everybody was wrong. I mean, that's hard to guess a specific number for the number of presidents.
This is like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
This show's like Jeopardy.
You have to have the exact right answer.
You better be right, and you better put
it's
it in the form of
right.
a question. No, this ain't the Price
what
is Right.
What is 23? I'm going to get more presidents.
You know, a lot of people, when you have the guests on, people will get shocked sometimes by the people you've had on. And the one I always forget that people are most shocked by is Bob Barker. Like, oh, you had Bob Barker on. Why? Well, I had Bob Barker on many times.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think why that gets such a pop out of people is that Happy Gilmore movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Not so much The Price is Right. I think people remember him from that.
Yeah.
But that whole Happy Gilmore.
Where he knocks Adam Sandler out.
Yeah. Bob Barker came on. I loved the man.
I just talked about Adam Sandler movies the other day.
They're terrible.
They are, but they're, you know.
I can't watch them.
I had to sing. I sang the Back to School song with, I'm not singing it here. Like, I don't even remember
well,
the word.
What are you really. Going to end with today? You got to end with a song.
No, I am not singing.
Everybody sung today.
No, I was already here once.
Sing the Boston song. What's that song they play at the game? Sweet Caroline.
I don't know it. I don't
Liar.
Know what you're talking about.
You're lying.
Nope.
You are absolutely lying to me right now on live radio, coast to coast.
I am not singing Sweet Caroline. I don't even
Just
know
Just a little
who
bit so we don't
that.
Get sued.
Ba ba ba.
No, that ain't gonna get it.
What are you getting sued for?
Well, you're
hanging up on Ted.
Yeah, I'll get Ted's lawyer. Will be calling later on. Why'd you? I just all of a sudden I was overcome with rage that he was screwing up the Jefferson song. I couldn't take it anymore. You didn't see that coming, did you?
It fell out of your hand.
I'm sorry, Ted. I love you dearly, as I say again. Ted and I have been to the 4th of July at Indian Lake together. We were over at 600 downtown in Bell Fountain together. We've been all over the world together.
You go a lot of places.
I'm all over
Are these
town.
Places crowded?
Oh, I wear a
Maybe
hazmat
I shouldn't be
suit.
Sitting across from you.
Wear a hazmat suit when I go. From now on. Matter of fact, I'm going to start broadcasting from my house. If I start broadcasting from my house, are you going to come over? Because I'm thinking about this seriously this weekend about not doing anything and putting together a home studio.
You know what I almost did? Yeah, I will. You know what I almost did to you?
You have to get on 23 to get there.
But you know what yeah. I almost did to you this week?
What's that?
Was I got flocked with the flamingos from
oh, yes.
basketball.
Yes.
I almost sent them to your house.
See, I wouldn't even know what to do.
It has instructions.
Oh, what do you do?
So you, like, they want donations. So then you fill out a form, and you give them a donation, and then they come pick up the flock of flamingos with the form and whose person you're flocking.
They come to your house?
Well, like, you don't even see them. It's all, they come at night. Like, they came, it was probably 9:20-ish the other night when they flocked us, because...
What do they do?
They stick flamingos in your front yard.
Oh, see, I have a high-powered, I have a sniper. On the roof.
I was.
They don't want to be flocking my yard.
Us knew somebody had told them we have a Ring doorbell because where they put the flamingos was not in the main part of the yard.
Oh, I'm saying.
But I was like, Scott would be totally fun to do, like flock.
Who did you end up flocking?
I can't tell.
Why
they've
been
listening?
Flocked?
I don't know if they got flocked yet or not.
Well, they won't know. Who is it?
One is Casey's. Friend,
okay, that's
Jayla,
nice. Jayla
and or Chelsea, who I
whoever
the Woods family, and then the
Woods
other
family.
One is her name is Nicole. She went to Harding with me. She's still very much into, like, you know, sharing. Like, she goes to the games, and
you know, we're standing your ground here.
So
if they, you know,
What's that?
The sniper could get him. We're stand your ground. I don't know if I want to be flocking
two people.
People.
I think I gave a fairly good donation to flock.
What if
two
I just
people?
Throw him in the garbage?
You can't do that. See, this is why I didn't flock you, because you.
No, I'm just saying, what if?
I almost flocked Abby because she's, you know, she does work out hurting. So.
Does she?
Yeah. Or we're going to, or I don't know what's going on.
Somebody asked me that the other day. The person who won't come on this show asked me that the other day.
Yeah, I don't
She
know.
Said, do you still do that? I said, I ain't got no phone calls.
I haven't either. But Abby told me it's supposed to be starting again, but we didn't start till October, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah, I remember. But you listen, hey, man, I got things to do. You better get on the schedule now.
I have stuff to do, too, for sure.
So you better let me know what date you want me.
I know. I'm ready to go back to school. Freezer, air conditioning.
We're
going to
be hanging out again 5 days a week.
I know.
In the midst of the pandemic, we're all
right.
going to be dead. I'm going to have to... I'll wear a... Listen, I'm going to wear a mask. I don't care what you two do.
Well, we have to wear a mask at school.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those N95s.
Oh, goodness.
Where do I get an N95?
I don't know.
I'm wearing an N95 around you two because I know there's a lot of stuff on you two.
What?
So... What are you singing?
I don't even go anywhere.
You okay? Whatever. You guys got kids.
I go to work, yes.
And she's going to football games, and you're going. I'm not coming near you two.
Oh my!
Holy mackerel! I'll come to your service. So go ahead and.
I'm not singing.
Sing! Come on!
I just
do the Carol Burnett.
I don't even know that song.
You know how she used to end her show?
No.
Do Bob Hope. Thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories. There you go.
But what do you know? Come on, you're wasting precious radio time.
What I know is I have to get back to work.
I know. So let's end this thing.
Really fast.
Let's drive a nail in and we can move on to work.
I don't know any songs.
You do too.
I don't.
What's your favorite song?
I don't have a favorite song.
You like country. Sing one of those country songs.
No, I like different songs.
Sing one of those country songs.
I don't have a favorite country song.
You know, what's your favorite country song?
I don't have one.
Liar. You like that Aretha Franklin. What's her name?
What? Who's Aretha Franklin?
I don't know what her name is.
What were you drinking
What's her name? What is her name?
Aretha Franklin?
No, she wasn't country.
But you just said Aretha Franklin.
Aretha. What's her name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Who's the country singer named Aretha?
There's no country singer named Aretha.
What are they named?
I don't know.
I know you know who I'm talking
about. I don't know who
Aretha.
You're talking about.
What's her name? Aretha.
Let me Google Aretha.
Aretha. What's the country singer's named Aretha?
I don't listen to country music.
Well, you look it.
I look like country?
Yeah.
I have on a baseball cap and...
That's how they dress. So go ahead and sing something.
It's Reba.
Reba!
McIntyre.
See, you knew what I was talking about. You're such a mess.
I think the caller should
Go ahead,
sing
caller.
Reba McIntyre.
Ah, there you go. Thank you. Sing an Aretha song.
I don't know an Aretha song.
That was her God-given name, Reba McIntyre. Go ahead.
It's Reba. I don't know any Reba McIntyres.
Sing a theme song. Sing Cheers.
I don't know that
do
song.
Do the Friends song.
I don't know that one either.
Liar. You're lying to me. Come on.
I don't know.
We're running out of time.
I know. It's great.
Give me a song.
We're out of time.
Do just a line of the Jeffersons.
I don't know the Jeffersons.
Moving on up.
I don't.
Yeah, you are no fun at all.
I know.
Fine.
My fun life's DOA.
All right. For Michelle, I'll be back tonight with Angie. We'll have a fun time tonight. Maybe.
Yeah, Angie will sing the Friends theme.
I bet she will. For Michelle, Pastor Whitaker, Ted Williams.
That you.
All the people from Boston. And Tracy Kinsler this morning. Oh, maybe this is somebody before we wrap up
Ted,
the show today.
He's going to hang up on you.
Go ahead, caller.
He never heard of John Mellencamp either. It's his fault, not yours, Michelle.
Yeah, sing that song, Dick and Jane.
Oh, baby, about Jack and Diane, two American kids. Come on, take it away. You got to sing with
me. Go ahead, Michelle.
Nope, I'm not.
Come on, don't be a wuss.
Why don't you know this song?
Because I haven't been to the...
takes everything you've got. Wouldn't it be nice to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Nobody...
Come on, now sing.
And they're always glad you came.
And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Trouble's all the same. Come on.
Finish it up with her. Now, come on now, sing.
Everybody knows
your name.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Yay.
Hey, you'll qualify to get into that cult that John Mellencamp runs in Cambodia.
Hey, you're the king of interviews. I think you should do it. Now, that's an interview everybody wants to hear.
John Mellencamp and me. It'll be coming up.
There you go.
Thank you. For all of us here at WWGH Radio, we're heading for the dugout.
So the state auditor's correct, but Belinda kind of heads up the GAP team, and she was the one that requested this meeting today. And then Judy heads up the audit team for Auditor Faber of the state of Ohio. And so we proceeded to have this meeting, and I guess the first question that I had is are the books balanced from 2020? Because, yes, it's 2021, but they go back in time a year to audit last year's books. And, of course, in 2020, it was the first year of the new city auditor being in that position. And so it's crucial to know that he was there the whole time in 2020. And what I got from the state auditors was the answer when I asked the question, are the books balanced? And they said